Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Did anybody get the thing ready for me that I asked for?
You just want attention.
Oh.
You don't want my heart.
I actually wanted Charlie doing it.
Oh.
Listen, we can only do so much.
Okay.
The budget on the show is
non-existent. Yeah. We want to know what's the weirdest thing you've done for attention?
Yeah. We've all been there. Whether we're trying to get like a crush's attention or just...
Have we? I don't know that I've...
Buddy, you were a rock star. You have your own radio show.
I'm not doing this. Okay, I am.
Is it now? Is this what you're doing?
I don't do it. Like,
text in. Am I doing this for attention?
303-222-5423.
Stop like, what you're doing. What, tell me.
Drop everything. I'm trying to think if I've done things. I will say, I don't think I want to admit mine.
You play piano at parties for attention.
But I do it so subtly. I don't ever, if everyone's in the room with the piano, I don't do it. Does that make sense?
Oh, so you want the piano in a different room, you'll wander off and wait for someone
like
to
I've been in a house where the piano's in the living room sort of and everybody kind of congregates in the kitchen. Yeah. That's my ultimate. And then you just wait for the smoke show to have to go to the bathroom or whatever, and then she's going to have to walk back through that living room. Goodness. And then you're just, what's this old thing? I wonder if I, and you're playing like chopsticks and playing crappy stuff. And then she's like, oh, do you play? I'm like, no, not really. And then you launch into Journey.
Mm.
And then.
This is a good move. I want to hate it, but it's good.
Before I say what I've done for attention,
mm-hmm.
I need assurances
mm-hmm.
from each of you.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron.
Oh, yeah. I've got them lined up.
But you are willing to admit it. Because if I admit mine.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have one that I've never admitted before that I will.
I've never admitted this before.
Okay. Go ahead. You first. I'm definitely not going to back out or anything. Go ahead.
There was a point where I heard the girl that I had a crush on talking about how some kid was riding by her house and like crashed, like had a pretty significant like scooter accident in front of the house. And her sister ran out and took care of the kid and all this. And like, and the dad came out and they like bandaged him up and did the whole thing. And I was like, yeah, like she didn't tell me that story, but she was telling other people. And because I'm a stalker, I was eavesdropping.
Gotcha.
Fast forward 6 months to summertime. And I laid my bike down in front of her house almost every day.
Oh, oh no. Oh, bud.
Were they vacationing in Martha's Vineyard that summer? Like, why did they come out?
No, that's a point. That's why I did it every day. I didn't do it every day, but I'd be like, she lived by the park. She lived by Lanyon Park. She lived behind it. And so I would just be in Lanyon Park. I'm like, maybe today. And I just go over there and like, I would just like fall over and just lay there and go,
oh, no.
And like, wait for them to come out. It's like, oh, wait. Oh, April, you live here? What? And like, it never happened. So I increased the severity of the accident day by day. And it never happened.
Oh.
But that's, and I literally honked up my bike and myself on the last one. That's when I stopped. Because I hit the curb really, really hard and bent the front rim. And then,
ouch.
And I road rash myself. And I'm like, this is the one because I'm bleeding.
I'm actually hurt.
Yeah, I'm actually
hurt. The dad's probably like, stay in the house, girls. This kid wants insurance money. don't engage with him.
Have you heard of the show America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yes.
Yes.
That family won $100 million. Sending no.
Oh, but if, like, they were shooting,
if they had video of, here's a kid who has crashed his bike in front of our house every day for 6 months because his daughter's a smoke show.
Wow.
All right. I want everyone to know that that was painful and that everyone on the show has to do it. So you too have to admit the biggest thing you've done for attention. 303-222-5423, or you can text in to 303-222-5423 on the Berg Simpson text line.
So I am not afraid to admit this because it is what it is. It happened. When I was 8 years old, I had my first hernia. So I had to have surgery for it. I got to wear, at the time I was at a private Catholic school, so I got to wear like sweatpants instead of the khakis.
Oh, you were one of those
kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. It's awesome.
And then I had some sort of like math test or science test. And I was like, I'm not prepared for this. Ooh, my hernia hurts.
So you
got taken to Children's Hospital.
You went so far. Yeah. Your attention is
full send. You gotta.
You're not just crashing a bike in front of April's house.
No, there was a copay.
Oh, man.
And, the doctor,
Aaron, that is
the doctor. I specifically remember called me out and was like, "Did you have a test?" And I was like, "No, it just hurts."
Oh no!
Oh my!
You're gonna have to cut these sweatpants off of me. This is urgent.
The hernia is just popping out everywhere.
But they said they told my mom.
They knew you were lying.
I don't know. But they were like, maybe it's just the stitches healing and it's just kind of tugging or whatever. But yeah.
I don't feel as bad about mine. I didn't involve authorities and cash flow.
Mine is just very embarrassing. There's only two people in the world that know of this story. So there was a day in our high school, and I was in junior high. We were all in like one. It was a tiny school, so all the grades are together. And it was called the student auction day, where they auctioned off a bunch of stuff. So all the students are in the gym for one day. And this was back in the era where the boys had kind of the Bieber hair, you know? It was all about the kind of the swoop, the kind of the flip, yeah. All of that. And I was not feeling my hair at the time.
Oh no.
It just wasn't flipping quite right. And I knew, I'm like, this is a big day for me because I'm in front of all the high school girls. The whole school is here. I got to have my flip just right. So I, during this big assembly, I snuck into the boys' locker room and I took a shower to revitalize my hair. Mm-hmm. Literally only that. And the only other person who knows this story is my basketball coach, who came down because he heard the showers on and walked in on me in the shower and is just like,
what are you doing?
We haven't had a sporting event.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? You're just.
Did your flip work?
It did. I kind of had to hurry.
You got more attention as a result of sneaking.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my hair is just, I spilled something. And so I had to come up with my newly shampooed hair, but it had to flip and I looked good. And no high school girls
I'm gonna
noticed.
Say this.
But it was very embarrassing. My coach, he never forgot
so,
that.
Let me just get this straight. I crashed my bike like 17 days consecutively. And your attention getting thing was you took a shower.
You know, we actually have showers in the basement here.
Yeah. Your punishment right now is
what?
Aaron's going to take the call. I want you to go take a shower right now. and come back with a better flip.
You have to walk in on me.
Done. All right. You've done something over the top for attention. We want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to say I feel cheated, sort of.
Why?
I don't know, because we're talking about attention. And like T-Hack's big attention getting moment was taking a shower. I mean, yeah, it's embarrassing that he took a shower in the middle of the day. And like
during the school assembly, I was not supposed to be down there at all. I got in trouble.
And Aaron just, you're a dirty cheating.
Yeah, but like, okay, have you guys broken bones? Did you have casts or anything?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I broke my clavicle. I had to wear like the bra kind of looking thing for a while.
So nothing that like people could sign though? Because that was another thing for attention. That was nice.
Did you do that? Did you fake
Oh yeah,
injury?
I've had a couple legs casts on my legs, my arm.
And they weren't real?
No, all real.
See, that's not.
But that's you got to let people sign them, and like you get to pick and choose who you want to sign. Yeah,
I do remember the kids who had like the lime green casts for the first time.
That was my last one.
The whole thing came out.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
But I embarrassingly rammed my bike into a curb every day to try to get a girl's attention. I think mine's the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah.
And that was just last week.
Yes, I'm so lonely. Laura, attention. What'd you do?
Well, I didn't fall off my bike like Slacker.
Okay, what did you do?
But in the days before social media stalking was a thing and I didn't know how to see my crush over the summer, I definitely rode my bike past his house sometimes multiple times a day. Just trying to, you know, hope he was playing.
Did it ever work? Because I did the same thing at April's house. Before I crashed, I would just ride by.
Well, did April turn out to be gay? Because my crush did.
Did he what?
Crush turned out to be super gay.
Oh. No, April just is not on social media. I can't find her.
Fair.
Okay. So that's kind of embarrassing. You should really try crashing your bike. It's another level of this whole issue. Thank you. Trish.
Yay.
Attention. What'd you do for attention?
So when I was younger, I have an older sister who she always got all the attention. Like literally my parents never paid attention to me when we were at things for her. And so I developed this little habit and trick of fainting to get attention.
Like fake fainting? Or did you actually make yourself pass out?
No, I developed some incredible skills that apparently were pretty realistic. And so when she was getting ready to leave for her prom, all of her friends and everybody were over at our house and she was doing all her photos and with her boyfriend and everything. And I pretended to faint and caused a huge scene so that I could get attention.
That is diabolical.
It is. And so you're just a thunder stealer. It's like, it's her big moment in the Olympics, and you're like, ka-dunk.
You know what? She stole my thunder plenty of times, and I just felt like I needed a little
focus. She legitimately stole your thunder. Like, with talent and looks and poise, and you stole it with an act.
You know, it worked. I still don't know if she knows that it was an act.
What's her name and what's her number?
Did they take you to the hospital? They were like, she won't stop fainting.
Yeah, don't you get PET scans and stuff?
No, I didn't overdo it, but you know,
you knew your limits.
I played it off enough that I assured everybody I was fine, but it's just
okay. I just have one more question. Like, were you smart enough to not only do it when your sister was in the spotlight? Because you're gonna have to toss a couple in just at a random
chance. Here and there, yeah.
Yeah, where it's not. Because if you only do it when she's got the spotlight, they're going to catch on.
Well, if I had done it too many times, then I would have been taken to the hospital. So we tried to be really sporadic with this.
But mostly when she
didn't want a copay out of this. Okay. Yeah. Just want some
you're
attention.
Amazing, Trish. Thanks for remaining conscious through this entire call. Candy?
Yai.
Attention. I'm guessing your name's not really Candy, but...
did you do that for attention?
Not really Candy.
Okay, what did you do for attention?
Oof, like, I talk about the brain not being fully formed as a teenager. I faked a pregnancy for attention.
No!
Yeah, and it really got
out of hand. With a boy or with the whole school?
No, like it got, word got out, and people were actually really supportive and like started wanting to give me gifts and money. Like it wasn't the like mean girls like thing that most people think in movies. People were actually really supportive. And
what about your parents?
Oh my gosh.
What about your parents?
Well, that's when I had to come clean, is when they found out.
Oh my.
Because there was like,
they were like, hey, nothing's showing.
Yeah, like what?
My once the casserole so starts showing up at the house, it's like,
why did you do it? Just for attention?
Oh God. Yeah. I mean, honestly, literally at this point, I can't even imagine like what that kid was thinking. Their brain was just addled with hormones, but yeah, it was attention.
Oh no.
I think also like I wanted my boyfriend at that time to like commit more to me. I don't know. Crazy, okay. Crazy teenage hormones is,
yeah,
all
I just want
I
you
have.
To know that the teenage boy that announcement is usually the sign of them running. They like they go, oh oops, and then they bolt.
So a hickey can get you pregnant.
oh my God, what, like when like three people knew, or when people were handing you stuff or like touching your belly, when did you start to go like, oh crap, I've done it.
It didn't take that long. It was like a week. It wasn't okay, that's like still months long were going okay. by or something.
Okay. So you didn't have to start
stuffing my clothes or anything
loading?
Like that. It wasn't that
okay.
bad.
Okay. I thought you like got 6 months in and had to like, so did you have to come clean with, I know we're going to get to other calls, but I just need to know, you had to tell your parents the truth. Did you tell the school the truth, or did you fake something else?
Fake a miscarriage?
Yes.
Ugh.
You want the real answer?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was the latter for
you
sure.
You faked it.
Oh my no. So,
okay.
I couldn't like.
No, I get it.
Friends.
I'm not going back to school if they know.
I couldn't face my friends having lied you're like right. that. You know.
It's so much worse. But you like you had to.
It was a lot of
like
work.
If you fake having cancer. I'm sorry to like make them adjacent, but like then you have to shave your head and you have to come in and go. I'm in remission. Like you have to play
lie
it through.
On top
you don't,
of the lie
yeah,
to
yes.
keep it.
You can't just go kidding. You have to say I lost the baby. You like you do.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, you have to.
You're it's a terrible true. Person, Candy. But
thank you.
You're a great
thank
call.
You.
Thank you.
Welcome.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Who's ready? Yeah. I'm ready. Who's ready? Boom, boom.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
News or no. Things that happen in the news. Maybe they don't. Yesterday, I talked about, how did this come up? Because I took over the beginning of News or Nope yesterday. Why did I do that?
Because you didn't know what song that you didn't know what bed you were playing. So
then you talked
about the other music you've been working on.
Okay, so I'm going to make Erin listen to this song for the first time because she hasn't listened to it, which is irritating because she's on it. She's a singer on it. Over the Christmas break, I wrote a song for all the haters who text us.
Let your haters be your motivators.
I'm not going to say why.
We're very motivated.
You guys were extra over the Christmas break.
Yep.
Erin knows why.
Play the song.
Listen, we had a huge technical malfunction at the radio station. I'm not going to get into it, but it was big and it was bad.
Yeah.
But you guys are just always saying terrible things to us. So I put together this thing and I just want to say this. I was just goofing around. I didn't have any intention for it to go on the radio. Then I asked Erin for some background vocals and she cut these slutty Russian background vocals.
I didn't.
It was like, why are you so legit? And he was like, you,
I don't know what you were doing.
I don't know if you had a cold.
I did just get over the norovirus.
Okay.
But there was no intention.
Pooped a ton or whatever it was, but you were just like, why do you think you're so legit? Like she did these lyrics that were like, I fit them into the song. And then
that's what you told us to say.
I told you what to say. And then you just did it. So like, I told you it was like a gang vocal. It's like, why you think you're so? And it was like, you're like, what do you think? You're like this Russian.
Now I'm so nervous.
No, but you're just in the mix or whatever. Then I asked T-Hack, when I asked you both to do it, I was like, but you just have friends, neighbors. I know you, T-Hack had some family in town. I'm like, ask anybody, just hold the phone up and go, just say, think you're so legit. Talking so much poop. Whatever, have him say that and I'll fit it into the song. I just need big things. I'm like, but it has a curse word in it. So maybe you don't want to do your kids. And then T-Hack has his kids do it.
Yeah, we're dedicated. We want the show to succeed.
This is a song called Jealous and it's about the hate. We're going to get to News or Nope, I promise. Okay. But this is Jealous. It's about you, the angry texters.
303-222-5423.
For stopping by today and blessing us with so many words when you really don't have a thing to say. Your mama should have spanked you and sent you off to bed. Now it gets to read everything that pops into your head. Why don't you tell us? Why are you tell us? Tell us why you think you're so legit.
I'm gonna cry.
It's the best thing I've ever heard.
Where's Interscope? Let's get them signed.
Oh my gosh. Telling you, I had this banger of a chorus, and your kids stole the show.
That's not what I meant to happen.
It's the greatest thing. Dude, I don't care what you meant to happen. That is, it's so fun. Like, I have the raw audio of your son going, talking all that, boom. And he screams the S word as loud as anyone I've ever heard. And I want, like, you know how we play sound effects on the show where it's I need Hazel going, bye-bye, for anybody who pisses me off. We're going to read an angry text and then just go, bye-bye. It's the greatest thing. Anyway.
Great work. That's a great song. It's funky and it's stuck in my head.
Thank you. It's time for at least one story each of News or Nope.
Good evening.
Okay.
Thank you for joining the program. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have finalized their divorce, ending their 2-year marriage. They ended it 5 years ago, but now they are officially divorced. And
hasn't been 5 years.
5 months, excuse me. They broke up. 5 months.
Were they married the first time? Is this their second divorce? Because they were Bennifer.
I think they were engaged, but I don't know about married.
Yeah, I don't know. Because she kept a huge ring from him the first time.
She's kept like 7 rings.
She's got like $100 million.
She's got the infinity gauntlet.
Oh my God, that's kind of true. Because she's got a ring from A-Rod.
Yeah.
She's got at least 2 from Ben.
The music guy.
Mark Anthony.
Thank you.
They were engaged from 2002 to 2004.
He had given her like a $3 million yellow diamond or something.
Yeah. Well, and they did not have a prenup agreement with this marriage
either.
But both of them are worth a truck ton.
It says they basically just agreed to keep what they made during this time. Details about their $61 million Beverly Hills mansion that they own together. We don't know. It's unclear what they're going to do with that. You each get one wing. And
wow. All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Nope. I might pull a note, but go ahead. What?
It's Girl Scout season, baby.
Oh, they always get me.
You know, we've never done the Girl Scout thing on this show with you guys. We did it years ago. We haven't done it in probably 4 or 5 years, guys want to do it.
I'm down.
Do you understand how mean you're going to have to be to a Girl Scout?
We have Hazel going,
Oh my God, we will do it like on the last week. So what does that mean? When does it start? Officially right now? Okay.
I always just see him outside the store.
Yeah, I think it literally starts today and it goes through spring.
This is where I test your mettle as an anchor of news or nope.
Okay.
Are there any new flavors this year? Oh my God!
I was just excited.
Bye.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am going to be vulnerable here, I think. And Slacker, I would invite you to do the same.
There is strength in vulnerability. So I encourage you. I support you guys.
Go.
No, as a father.
Oh boy, you're going to get me.
So I feel like I'm a good dad. I'll start by being cocky before I get vulnerable. I'm a good dad. I'm involved. I'm kind. I'm cool. You know, I'm with my kids a lot.
This is going to make most of the complainy listeners on the text line not know what to do with their little angry selves. But I agree wholeheartedly. I think you're a great dad.
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
303-222-5423. What are you going to say now, little texters?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to say? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so that being said, it snowed, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm going out to shovel. And my son is very excited, like, oh, I want to come out and I want to help you shovel. And we've just got two mini shovels for him and my daughter, who's almost two. Like, she's even littler. So they get their snow pants on and they come out. And my wife's like, I'm working, like, have at it. So they're helping me. And I'm like, this is so great. I get this morning time. We get to play in the snow a little bit. And I quickly become just every dad ever who's been like, you know, the cliche of when you're helping your dad on the car and he's screaming at you to give him the tools. And it's like, why is dad so...
The flashlight.
Yeah. Like, why is he so high strung? Why can't dad just chill? And I feel that way too until I'm the dad.
Yeah.
And they're running all over the driveway and now the snow is sticking and I can't shovel it and they're kicking snow where I'm shoveling and they're always in the way and then I'm shoveling the snow and then my son's like, hey, that one hit me in the, like, the snow got in my eyes. It's like, well, get out of the way.
And just go inside, you little turd.
I know. And I'm like, what is this turn that happens to even the coolest of dads?
Okay, first off, I said you're a good dad. So you're going to need to... You're going to take the cool, like, you got a little cocky there.
Yeah.
And you're just escalating. He's like, even the best dad ever.
Do you feel that way? Does that happen 100%. To you? And you're like, I know I should just be enjoying this moment. And I keep remembering, I see quotes about, like, as a parent, like, there will be times where there won't be handprints on the glass doors. There will be times where you will have a perfectly clean living room. Enjoy the moment that you're in, right? Because that comes and then you'll never have little handprints on the glass door again.
Yeah. But when you're trying to shovel, you got to get out of my way. You really do. Or else I'm going to hit you in the face with a shovel. And I don't want to hit you in the face with a shovel.
Right, right.
But at like a certain point, like when you're bleeding the brake pads of your 1977 Datsun B210 and dad needs a quarter inch socket wrench, and you don't know what a quarter inch means, you're the problem. And I distinctly remember my dad just lighting me up. Like, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Get out of here.
Wow.
And I was just
that's
like,
a dadism.
Yeah, no, you just got to go. And I walked away feeling so defeated, not knowing that 1/4 was a quarter. And like, I didn't know. He's like, give me the quarter. And I'm like, handing him like, 2 dimes and a nickel. And I'm like, that's the same. It's like, no. So I understand. And I never wanted to be that guy.
Me neither. But I can't help it. I don't know if it's the testosterone. I don't know what
it is. Well, you have a job that you're trying to accomplish. And when there's obstacles that get in the way, it can be frustrating. I get it. But you do just kind of, I don't know. As someone who doesn't have kids, you have to remind yourself, like you said, to be in the moment.
But don't even you get that way? You love your nephews like you're their mom.
For sure.
But aren't there times you're just like,
oh yeah,
I'm gonna choke you out.
I push them over. Yeah, so literally.
It's like you start to get
I hit him with a shovel.
No.
It's not even snowing.
I swear to God, I'm not trying to be funny. And this is something very, you know that we love the people at Children's Hospital.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
And they did that campaign of Never Shake a Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And when that campaign came out, I was childless. And I remember watching the commercials and just speaking to the fine folks over there. I'm like, wow, are you guys just lighting money on fire? That's the stupidest thing. Like, what are you doing?
Everyone knows that.
Never shake a baby. No effing S, people. Mm-hmm. Of course, you don't shake a baby. And then at 3 a.m. when your baby has had colic and has screamed for 19 hours straight and you're holding them and you're like, please God, just be quiet for a minute. And you're just like, and the Never Shake the Baby commercial comes in your head, like, it was a real thing the whole time. You think you're never going to be the worst version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then there you are in one instant
and in
going,
that moment,
yeah,
you put the baby down 100%. In a safe spot.
Yep. Walk away.
Let him cry.
Everybody's, oh
let
God,
him,
it's so much better.
They get a minute.
I remember Noah stopped crying. It was like, oh, so yeah. The problem was my energy.
So when you're shoveling.
Hit him with a shovel. No. They haven't made a Never Hit a Baby with a Shovel campaign.
We need a new campaign.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Okay, so obviously it snowed and we all survived. Can we just?
Yeah.
Can we start all right. there?
Yeah.
Congrats, everyone. What happens is every once in a while, it rains, but it's super cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down as white stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all panic and do stupid things.
The whole week, my social media has just been like, there's a crazy cold front coming across the entire country. And it's so like, yeah, stupid. That's winter.
Yes, that's what we call it.
That's it.
We don't need Al Roker to go like, ah!
Well, I do. I hate the snow. I hate because it
then
means
get out.
It means shoveling. It means it's dangerous. I've wrecked cars. It's all just bad news. And it just piles up. It just and here in Colorado, you don't do anything to protect yourselves from the snow. There's no,
like what?
You don't put salt down. You don't put sand down. It's just
we
like,
don't want our cars rusting out, moron. What are you talking about?
Like if you're really dealing with snow, you gotta take some precautions. Well, most of the time, it's just sunny and it melts. Again, we're very lucky, but. Most of the time.
Like, you're the reason. You're going to ruin our state. You are. People like you.
What?
Take precautions. Just learn to drive in it. Here's okay. what I was right. thinking we could do with the snow that's out there. Every human alive, if they've seen snow, they have a snow story.
Yeah.
Like, you have that. I got stranded off of or I like tried to go over Rabbit Ears Pass in the middle of Rabbit Ears is bad.
Yeah.
Wolf Creek, you go over that, they don't find you till spring. Swear to God. They're like, there's a pile of cars at the bottom of Wolf Creek that they do.
They just have to get like a claw machine
But Rabbit Ears is still pretty bad.
Oh yeah.
You go to Steamboat, right?
Yeah. Quite often.
Woo! Like it's there's a couple where you're like light speed. In the Millennium Falcon, where the snow's just coming at you, and you're just like,
and "Why are you both smiling? What's fun about this?"
When you get to your destination, you have such an incredible, like, zest for life.
Yeah,
because you lived.
Well, that's happened a couple times at the ski house that we've had, right?
Where
people have not made it back down afterwards.
I drove down out of one ski house at like 2 a.m, and I was the only car, not an exaggeration, in either direction on I-70, and there was a section, I wasn't sure I was on I-70, because there were no guardrails, there were no nothing, the lights are snowed in, and I'm like, I don't know, I'm kind of going west.
I don't know where I am.
Or east, or whatever direction I was. It was the worst thing I've, yeah. Here's what I, like, if you've got, like my, the first snow story that pops into my head, who was around for the, what was that?
2003? Yeah. Hell yeah.
If you're from Colorado, you know what, if it was 2000, it was 2002 or three.
Yeah.
Because I had just gotten my first divorce.
Okay.
Tiak, I know you think as an Iowan, you think, oh, we take precautions. There's nothing to do when it snows. We got to look at the snow total.
I was just going to Google
it. It's either 3 feet or 6 feet. It was.
What?
You don't understand how much snow it was. The world shut down.
It's a nightmare. Well, you could have taken some precautions.
Like
you
what?
Just completely shut down.
Heat
I don't know.
The ground before it got here. We were, but like, I got snowed in at a girl's house that I wasn't even, we were starting a relationship. It was.
And you were just trapped.
Where are you going to go? There's 3 feet of, you can't even dig your car out.
It was 3 feet of snow.
3 feet of snow in March of 2003?
Yeah. March 17th through 19th.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy that that's over 20 years ago. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Everything has to shut down, right? Like,
the world was shut. We eventually went to Dixon's, which I don't even know if that's still there. Like,
I haven't heard of it.
14th and something downtown. It was like, it's like Dixon's Supper Club or something. And we just like walked. We were like, it was the only restaurant home. We were like, do you have food? And they're like, yeah, we'll make you breakfast. But we, like, nothing's menu. We just have some eggs and some, and they just made us food because we had no food. Like, you're just, we ate everything in the pantry.
Yeah.
We had salt sandwiches and like what?
I remember being stuck home from school and going outside in my tennis shoes, like an idiot, playing with the neighbors,
In 3 feet of snow?
Yeah, and my shoe got stuck, and it got buried under the snow, and I just remember crying because my foot was so cold, and the neighbor...
You left your shoe in the hole?
Yeah, we couldn't find it. It, like, got buried in. And my neighbor, Matt, had his dog, Chloe, and she was, like, trying to dig.
You can't walk a dog in 3 feet of snow.
She was playing with us. I don't know.
So the dog is calling in with their snow story going, rawr, rawr, rawr.
It was terrible. I wanted to go inside.
You don't walk me in 3 feet of snow. Okay.
You just bailed on the shoe.
All right, I don't remember what we did.
Did you find it in spring?
Probably.
Of course. It's on Wolf Creek Pass. If you have an incredible story of woe or fear, something terrible happened to you in the snow, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423. You can call that. You can text it any way you want.
Let me tell you about a real snow story and why I hate
snow. I'm going to cut you off.
Well, okay. No, I do want to kind of give him credit because we are so lucky in Colorado. The snow melts. Okay. In Iowa, it freezes, and like the Midwest, it just builds.
And piles up, yeah. My dad has asked me, like, what about the piles in the parking lots? Like, where are they? It's like, oh, we don't do that here. It's just gone.
They do pile them up. They just melt.
Yeah, exactly. But it doesn't melt. It's like.
So in your parking lots, they just stay? In Iowa, yeah, they
just
take
what, up.
Spring?
Basically, yeah, because it's just so cold just constantly. It's terrible. But one time I was driving back to my hometown, so it was a 2-hour drive. Okay. I was like, I got all the way. It was snowing, blizzard the whole way. I was 10 minutes outside of my town, 2-lane highway. I get on the left lane to pass, and I hit the black ice, and I start spinning out of control. I spin over into the right lane in front of the car that I was passing and went way off and just... I remember it's so weird. Have you ever been in a
Everything
car?
Goes so slow.
Exactly. I remember pausing my music.
What?
Because I was like, oh, here I am crashing. Like, pause it. Because it goes, it's so weird. It's bizarre how
you
slow it happens.
You are in the
happens.
Matrix at that moment.
You really are. It's the only
you're
way to describe
like,
it.
You just hear that sound that happens in the Matrix where it's like he's about to like dodge bullets. Just everything goes, goo, and you're just like, got it. Okay. And
like,
just
yeah.
things are flying by you in the car and you're just like, grr. It's like the beginning of
But like
Deadpool.
You're moving normal speed and
you
everything
else. You can kind of move normal speed
wow.
while the world has slowed down around you.
It's exactly true.
World.
You nailed it before I even said it. It's exactly what happened. So,
it's crazy.
So I get down and hit and I ended up running into a chain link fence. And of course the car that I had spun out in front of, they get out and they run down like, are you okay? And I'm just mortified. Thankfully I was fine. But it's just so embarrassing.
Your car was thrashed.
It was thrashed, yeah. So I had to call my dad. Hey, you know I was going to be home in 10 minutes?
Can you come get me?
Need you
Make
to come
it 2 hours.
Yep, yep.
And the car's not coming with me.
Exactly. So he had to come. And this was, I don't know, it was probably 7 or 8 years ago. And I was recently home and we were driving by. And my dad to my wife goes, you see see this part of the fence? If you see the shiny new part.
Oh my
god! That's
gosh.
Because of you.
That's because of me. It's the part they had to replace. And he goes, you know, we never got a bill for that. Like, well,
oh, let's keep it that way.
Yeah, let's keep it that way.
I mean, that's a snow story, but it's also Tiak is a terrible driver story.
In the snow,
right?
In the snow, it's kind of a chicken or the egg. Thing.
I'd like to open up the phones to snow stories, or if somebody has actual evidence that you're a terrible driver. Either one. We'll take calls.
Hold on, I need to call in.
All right.
Or I want to hear, what about, I've just heard recently about people who, they saw snow for the first time. Like my friend was dating a woman who had never seen snow.
Where are they from?
I don't know.
Mars?
I don't.
Oh, you know my favorite videos to watch are like dogs when they see snow for the first time. It's so cute.
Because they're like,
Yeah. And they're like, they're frozen, no pun intended, because they're like, why are my feet cold? What is this?
Oh, they don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah, that's cute. Okay.
It's really cute.
Any dogs, call
in. All right, yeah, if you're a dog, you can call in with your first snow. Your best snow story, 303-222-5423, call or text.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking snow stories / TX a terrible driver stories.
Sure. Please tell me we have more of those.
Do we have any calls going, you know, I drive behind him on Arapahoe Road almost every day.
I was next to him on 25 and I was fearing for my life.
If it's not a blizzard, I'm okay.
There was no snow on the ground. No,
I go to mediocre. When there's no snow on the ground.
You know, I was thinking, like, I didn't tell my truck story, but like, it was exactly the same as your spinning story. Like I was driving way too fast for conditions on like Highway 2. Like right where it intersects with Highway 76 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving too fast and I come over the hill and everyone stopped.
Oh no.
For 2 lanes. So I'm like, I am going to smash into this lane of cars or smash into this lane of cars. But then there's sort of a little bit of a shoulder on the side of the road. And like, I'm this is all happening in 1/10 of a second.
Mm-hmm. But it slows down.
It's like, so, just like I said. And you're like, okay, I don't want to smash into them. Don't want to smash into them. I'm going to go to the side. Oh God, there's a guardrail. So I'm going to smash into the guardrail. Or option D, drive over the side of the overpass.
Ooh.
I chose overpass.
Good. Really?
I drove down into trees. A tree eventually stopped me.
Oh my gosh.
So, but it took like 15 minutes in my head. And it was had to be literally
3 seconds
at the most.
Wow.
Till I was in the trees.
Wow.
It's an incredible thing.
Well, people in both lanes are glad you didn't choose option A or B.
I'm sure they just saw this Tacoma coming over the rise doing like 70 in a blizzard. And they're like, what's he? Oh! Tim?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yay. What's your snow story?
All right. Well, I have a bunch. I've lived here my whole life, but I got one that's one of my favorites, well, scariest. So I was heading up to my dad's. He lived up in Kittredge, and I worked off of Ward Road.
Okay.
It's just before 470. There was a snow drift, but all I could see was wind and snow dust, but the roads were dry. I'm going 65 miles an hour, and I hit a foot of snow out of the blue. My car spins twice in the middle of the highway, and by the time I stop, I'm staring at headlights coming.
And no one can slow down because, I mean, the same conditions exist for them. You're hosed.
Exactly. So it was really, I'm sure they saw my head like spin in their directions twice. after I hit it, I'm just, and granted, I was 18 at the time, so I was still kind of new to the whole snow in Colorado driving in that sense.
Oh.
But it was just wild. That was the scariest one I've ever had here in Colorado.
Did it slow down for you, like we've been talking about? Did it all go like, ew? And like,
it, in a sense, yes. More of a flash before my eyes. In a sense. But I flipped it in reverse right away, backed up as fast as I could, flipped around, and flew back.
Yeah, you did the Dukes of Hazzard, man.
You got it at that point.
So you end up looking like a badass. I'm thinking my dad would come pick me up.
What? Oh, hack. Thank you, Tim. Samantha.
Yay.
Snow story, what's yours?
Okay, so basically, we were up skiing in El Dorado.
El Dorado's not here.
Desperado?
Desperado. Okay, so you're in Eldora.
Yeah, Eldora. So I was like 4 years old, and I was taking skiing classes.
Oh.
And then I decided I had to go to the bathroom and wasn't going to tell anybody.
Oh, no.
So I just straight up walked to the bathroom. Technically skied, yes, because I still had my skis on. But I just went to the bathroom.
You would do the bathroom in skis?
I don't know how, but yes.
Okay. But then the authority...
They had to issue like the Amber Alert ski cops to go look on the mountain for me. Because I didn't know where you were. Yeah, because
I think my favorite part is the person behind you who actually knows the story.
That's my mom.
She's never let you out of her sight again.
Oh my God. She's clearly just with you. It's like, if I let her go, she's just going to pee in her skis. Jesus, Samantha. What the? Why didn't the mom tell the story?
I don't know.
The mom did tell the story through Amanda.
Yay.
Snow story, what do you got?
I was taking my friend home to her house up in the snow, and she lives up in Roxborough, the nice area over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going up a mountain, and all of a sudden, I lost traction, slid off the side of it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, it was like at least a good 5 foot drop. And I got caught by a barbed wire fence.
Otherwise, you would have kept going.
Yes. Ooh. And it was this old, rickety, old barbed wire fence that who knows when it was built, but it grabbed my car, and it stopped me from going down the side of the cliff.
Oh, my God.
Because there's some scary areas up there, too.
Oh, yeah,
Roxborough,
absolutely.
For sure. Yeah. Are you better at it now, or are you still a bad driver?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm a lot better now. I was like 16.
Yeah. None of us know anything at that point.
Yeah.
I kind of miss the person in the backseat trying to tell the story, too.
If you can call and have a ventriloquist version of your story. Stacy?
Yay.
Snow stories, what do you got?
Yes, I was dating my boyfriend at the time for only a couple months and got snowed in at work not far from where he lived with his grandparents at the time. So he had to come pick me up, and I had to go meet his grandparents and then spend the night with them that night because the snowstorm was so bad. My boyfriend, now husband.
Yeah, you got to marry that one.
Yeah.
Once you've seen the grandparents take the teeth out.
To meet those grandparents, yeah. He was like, this is too early. I don't want you to meet my grandparents. But I literally worked right down the way, like a couple streets over from his grandparents.
Oh, so it's a happy snow story. Yeah, we don't like the happy ones. We want the ones that end in tragedy.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Normally we have like show meetings where we sit down and go like, hey, there's all these stories we never talk about on the show, mm-hmm. like news stories or whatever. And we just don't, like, why don't we sat down and we're like, well, why don't we do news or nope?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's an idea for a new thing on the show that will just recur whenever, like, and now we just do it like a couple times a day where it's like, here's the news or maybe nope kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There hasn't been a lot. Yep. That's what I was just going to say.
It's just like, because I'm so disconnected, almost everything's news to me. Yeah. I'm like, what? President Carter.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So no such meeting was had about the new feature that's starting right
Ooh,
now.
New feature? No. Oh, what?
New feature?
Man, I'm nervous.
Why? Yeah, why no meeting? That's,
yeah.
Okay. Well, because I think you guys probably veto it. Well, you wouldn't, Hack, but I think Aaron would veto it. I'm workshopping some theme songs. What do you think of this one? I want to call it the blog of bidet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's my bidet blog. Now, yeah. It's important to me that you know that I workshopped the title a little bit. I was like, logbook felt weird.
I like that. What about bidet by day? Slacker's journey.
Oh my gosh. This is why we should add a meeting. Okay. This is why we should add a meeting. Bidet by day.
Yeah.
I was going to call it bidiary.
Bidiary. That's good too.
I'm leaning towards logbook though, because I got the darkest.
I really like that.
This is my logbook. So last night I got home.
Yes.
And I did something I thought I would never do.
You sent us a picture of your toilet.
Yes, I went into my bathroom and I took a picture of my toilet and I sent it to Tiak and Aaron. Yeah. And I'm like,
and
what?
We noticed first off, hey, he's not passed out on it.
Wow.
That's new.
Oh my God, I don't. Can I tell you how long it took me to set up that photo?
No.
I was wondering because the trash can was like perfectly in the corner.
That's where that goes.
Okay.
It's there. It'd be better. It like you can do
But like
do
the
a
way it was
sideways?
I
Was it? Oh.
Well, no, I figured it would have been facing because it looks like it has one of those like sensor things.
No, it's just a pedal. You have to push it.
Oh, okay.
The problem is like the first picture I took, there's on the windowsill behind my toilet, there's a can of like Glade air freshener, and I'm like, well, that implies you smell bad when you poop. And I don't. I have that in there for anyone else who smells bad when they poop.
I see.
You know how you like your own brand?
Sure.
I'm like, I'm a big
fan.
You
don't even have the thing in the photo.
I know. The second picture, then I took it lower so you can't see the windowsill.
My goodness.
See, okay. But you were right.
That's such a fancy like handle, too.
I know, on the bidet?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Or no, on the actual toilet. It looks like.
Oh, is that toilet one of the ones that's on top that you pull
up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aaron's kind of proving your point, though. She was analyzing the photo.
That's right. So if the Glade had been in there, she's like, how bad is your poop stink? Yeah. I'm like, you'll find out with logbook tomorrow. And then another picture I took behind the cat trash can was my plunger. And I'm like, you just don't want that in the photo.
They're normal bathroom things.
I know, but it's just like, again, you've got the air freshener and the thing, just like, geez, what's this guy doing in there?
Your plunger, if it's too ratty looking, it's like, he's really been using that thing.
I kind of like the new black plungers because they're just kind of a fashion accessory.
Yeah.
But like, I have one of the old school, like copper, you know what I mean?
With
that color. And it's just like.
Yeah. Like I am definitely also looking in the reflection of the toilet for like your feet, your
yeah. See, that's what I knew. If you're gonna send a picture to Aaron,
I'm going to zoom in on everything.
So
yes.
Today's logbook is: I sent a picture, and then first off, I didn't have don't know how to say this. There's really only one way to say it. I didn't have one in the chamber last night.
Okay.
And I'm like, what? I'm not just gonna, you know what I mean?
For the first one, you can definitely do that going forward.
But I'm just not, I just go sit on it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? No. No.
Okay. Well, we're not, okay.
You can get things moving that way.
So then I'm just staring at it and I texted you guys. I'm like, I'm afraid. And then I think Aaron was like, you got this. And that was the last of our communication.
I said, you got it, buddy.
You got it, buddy. There you go. So then I responded. What?
I responded.
I don't
remember. I said, welcome to the rest of your life or something.
She's a beaut. Welcome to the rest of your life.
Okay, there you go. So then I went out and I watched the Avicii documentary on Netflix.
Okay.
Which, great. If you're into Avicii or into songwriting stuff, it was a great documentary. Loved it. And the last 10 minutes are just, you're just annihilated because obviously he's not with us anymore, blah, blah, blah. And I went and I got in bed and I was just inconsolable and sad.
Aww.
And I'm like, tomorrow's logbook is not going to be good because I didn't do anything. Nothing happened. So tears in eyes, I got up and I shot water up my butt. I did not drop any children off at the pool.
You just did it for fun.
You persevered. You gritted your teeth.
Did
what needed to be done.
It was surprising. I think I'm really going to like it.
Yes, I know you are. Everyone will.
It's so weird. It's not as cold as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because you assume with it's winter weather, it's going to be colder.
Uh-huh.
It's going to sting a little bit on the old, but it's not bad. And
okay.
And then I made the mistake of using toilet paper. Then it's just like, because I was like, I want to dry the area and it's like, it's so wet.
Right. You got it. Yeah.
You should really just have a towel in there.
You should.
I'm thinking about hitting Costco and buying some chamois. I'm not sure.
Go with the brown.
Well, I'm on a towel search. I'll let you know. I'll let you know what towels I get on tomorrow's edition of Logbook or Bidet.
By day.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk. I don't know why we're talking about this.
We need to.
This is pressing issue.
I don't understand fashion in general.
Mm-hmm.
What's the thing that's coming back? There's a story about it.
Oh.
The sleaze thing.
Yeah.
Indie what? Sleaze.
Yep.
Whatever that is. Which, huh? It means
Kesha.
Is what?
It's Kesha. Dress like Kesha from back in the early 2000s.
Metallic. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah, thank you.
That worked.
Just saying that made you fully focus on what you...
Yeah.
I know what you...
Describe an outfit.
Like glitter on your face and stuff.
Glitter, metallic pants, maybe some cheetah print, a stronger eyeliner.
But then you don't...
It's almost grungy, but not quite. It's like pop
matches?
Grunge. It doesn't match so much that it matches.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like gaudy is what I, like kind of over the top.
Really?
Yeah, but that could be like that can be good.
So it was popular a few years ago, went away, and now it's back again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I would say.
But nobody in this room is rocking indie sleaze.
No.
Right now.
No. Is it mainly, can guys do it? Is there a guy
I think
version
so.
Of it?
Where you get like the oversized plaid jackets, the skinny ripped black jeans.
Oh,
okay.
It
was that era right before like the Tumblr era.
Yeah. See, and that was prime.
You mean the Tumblr era? You mean Stanley's?
No. I'm talking about the website.
Oh. Isn't Stanley a Tumblr?
It is. Different, though.
Can I tell you how many different times I've had somebody, there was somebody going, I forget what it was. They were like, oh, man, the Stanley Cup's over at my friend's house. And I'm like, let's go. And then we get over there and I'm like, oh, I just picked up my Stanley. I'm like, I drove you. You understand what I thought it was going to be, right?
Wow.
I thought I was going to get to kiss the cup, drink some beer out of the cup. Stanley Cup has ruined hockey for me. Because people are like, oh, I left my Stanley Cup.
Yeah. And you think that these just nobodies have the Stanley Cup at their house?
At
That's a you
point,
problem.
No, at a certain point, I'm going to tell you, because Colorado has won it a bunch.
Yeah.
And
the Avs are great. Love them.
Most of the people who play hockey are children. They're like 19 years old.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, they just let them unfettered with that damn thing. I've been in Wash Park. I was at Agave, the margarita bar, sitting there. And I'm like, There goes a guy with a Stanley Cup. He's like, oh yeah, that's Ratanen or whatever. He lives right around the corner. I'm like, and he's wandering Gaylord Street with the Stanley Cup. It's like, oh yeah, it's his week with it. And you're like, and so he just goes bar to bar. He's like Reavers.
It's like the egg in high school project. It's like, oh, he's got it.
Except it's the Stanley Cup.
We had a bag of flour.
So now you're confused. You're like, what are they playing all these hockey games for? To win a water bottle?
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Okay. I even forgot what we were talking about. No, we're talking about fashion.
Yes.
And according to fashion experts, listen, I have allowed you sons of bees to move me from shorts at the knees.
Yes.
To the 9-inch.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
I've even bopped to the 7.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And I got one pair.
Yes.
I got one pair of 5s.
Uh-huh. Nice. That's great.
5 makes me think I'm watching like Kareem in his prime playing basketball. That is a short.
It's very short. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It feels weird when you wear it to work. I'm just saying.
Have you guys?
He has. I don't.
Have you worn a 5?
He's worn a 5 to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm like, just keep standing, brother.
I have, and I ran into the boss in the hallway.
I do remember that.
Like I had to say, like, oh, I was showing him the 5, and he's like, I'm just not even looking.
Okay, but according to experts, we're going one more step. Beachwear is going all the way. Speedos are what women think. They think it's the sexiest thing a guy can wear. And we happen to have a female on the show. Mm-hmm. So as the female on the show, I feel that they're not sexy. They've always been sexy in other countries. I remember going to Brazil to meet my wife's family.
That's the norm,
family. They're like, why are you wearing pants in the ocean? I'm like, no, these are board shorts. And they're like, yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
We're bored of looking at you in them. Show some leg. Let's see those thighs.
So do you want the Slacker Show's first outing? I think when spring comes in, we're going to try to line some up at Elitch's or Waterworld. You want Hack and I... banana hammocking our way in? Yeah. Or would you rather see us in 11s? What do you want?
I want whatever you guys are comfortable in. That being said, I think five inch is the perfect. I love
You're
a short
in,
short.
Hat. 5 is good.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. We're talking shorts, right?
That's the thing. A 5 is not going to give me coverage.
They're a little baggy on me.
But why do other women like it? I mean, Hack has a theory
like
that
Speedos?
It's the Olympics, right?
I mean, yeah, but...
But those are Olympic athletes.
Exactly.
I've never seen... Whenever I see a guy in a Speedo, they're either an Olympic swimmer and they look great because they're an Olympic swimmer. They look great in anything. Or they look funny. They're a guy trying
to it's a pair with a rubber band on it.
Yes. Okay.
You're just like...
Or they're doing it for a joke. It's not
exactly
actually
a joke.
Serious.
You don't actually... I've never seen a guy just actually look sexy. It's like a guy trying to look sexy and looks funny or looks dorky. Like, I feel like women aren't as visual as men. Like, men want to see the goods. I feel like women...
Do you want to see the goods? Because I'm going to tell you this. If I go to a beach, even if she's stunning, if she's wearing a thong, I don't know why I'm not comfortable with it.
Really?
That's like... To me, I know, go ahead, text in 303-222-5423. You're allowed to show your body if you want. To me, I like it. I like a little mystery. I want to see that when we get home later. But like when women on a beach, even with a great body, I'm like, sometimes nothing sexier than a one piece.
Have you ever thought of they're not wearing it for you?
Maybe they just want
a seamless tan.
No, but it's like, we would obviously be wearing a Speedo to try to attract you. Like, we don't think women.
If you want to wear a Speedo because you're comfortable and you're confident, confident is the key. I don't care what you wear as long as you are confident. My opinion does not matter.
But you get in and out of the water. Water's cold.
Right.
It's hard to be confident.
I agree.
You're just having fun at the beach. And again, it doesn't matter what other people think.
But you're just...
My confidence comes from other people validating me.
Me too.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Okay, guys, hold on.
It should be every day.
Okay, there's so much drama going on in the studio that we have to get out.
Yeah.
Aaron, what happened? Apple just threw up on the counter in here. And Apple's not the name of our cat.
No. No.
We're talking about the company Apple.
Yeah. So last night, I had set my phone. I was at home, set it on the kitchen island. I was helping with my nephews. My brother-in-law knocked over a glass of water. It went all over my phone, got inside the charging port. Basically, the phone like burned. And it's not just a phone. It's also my insulin pump. And so I was like, okay, well, cool. What do I do?
That's right, because you've always had an insulin pump.
Yeah.
And you were so stoked recently.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, no, we just integrated with the iPhone. You don't even need this. So did you hook the old one?
I still have it because it would, what happens is you plug it in and it like connects, disconnects, connects, disconnects, connects, disconnects. Just over and over.
You're living, you're dying. You're living, you're dying, you're dying, you're dying. You're living, you're dying. Yeah. And like when you hear a disconnect, you're like, well, how much time do I have?
Yeah, I know.
Like before the black dot set
and
in
see,
and you're like,
oh, the lightning bolt is there. It's charging. Okay, 18%. Oh, we're at 15. Oh,
oh my God.
So today I was like, okay, maybe I got it like, was that me?
I hope so.
Take a breath.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Something's buzzing.
So today I was like, you know what? I just need to go get a new phone. It's not going to stay charged.
Aaron, say that again.
I just need to go get a new phone.
Then what is the other 17?
Like, oh, yeah, wait.
She comes in, like, I swear to God, she comes walking in the studio and goes, ka-dunk, ka-dunk, dunk, 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 dunk. And I'm like, what is all that? She's like, oh, it's my new watch, my iPad, my phone. I'm like, what?
They had a deal.
What? Oh, my God.
I got a 16 Pro, and I'm going to trade in mine, whatever. That was fine. And they were like,
you're
going to
trade in the burnt one?
Yeah. Because they're accepting them any condition right now, but that ends literally today.
Push, pull, or drag. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they were like...
Well, normally they have that little red and white thing on the inside, and they could tell that's the water damage.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And they just instantly...
But I have seen commercials where they're like... Like, there's that one where there's just people, and they look at their phone, and then they like throw it, and then all of a sudden a Verizon bag goes... And hits them. Mm. Like, because they're throwing their junk phone, and then are you with Verizon?
Yes.
Okay, that's. But the bag doesn't have 14 things in it, Aaron. It's just a phone.
No, but today was literally the last day of that. And then it was also the last day of this promo that they're doing. You buy a new phone, you get a new watch and a new iPad for only $20. So I was like, okay.
It's all rolled into your bill somehow.
Probably.
Okay.
But here I am. Yeah. New watch, new iPad, new phone.
She needed her insulin. What don't you get?
Okay, so as long as we're just focused on Aaron right now, I'm going all the way.
Are you talking about what happened?
Yes.
What?
2025 has been weird.
So yesterday, the show's over. There's so many things. Very soon, I swear to God, we're going to have cameras in this room. And you're going to get to see some of the behind. You'll at least get to see what happens like right now. You'll get to see my mouth moving while I'm doing this if you want to see this or whatever. But you'll get to see some behind the scenes stuff. I think we need to put a camera in the producer tank as well for the times you're in there. With daylight savings and whatnot, we start the show at 3:00 and we don't leave till 7.
And it gets dark at
4 something.
Yeah.
And Tiak never turns the lights on in his room.
Never.
I always forget.
It's dark! You don't need to be reminded that it's dark. Like, if you walk into a dark room, you don't go like, this must be what it was like to be Lincoln. Like, you go, you turn that, like, you'll leave and go to the bathroom, come back in and sit down, and I can just see the underglow of your face from a computer, and I'm like, turn your lights on.
But like, no, it creeps you guys out. I kind of like it. It's dark.
It doesn't creep us out. It's just like, do you want this?
I don't. Yeah, so that's one of the behind-the-scenes things that happens. Then yesterday, Aaron is like, what's this in my pocket?
I'm like, there is something in my pocket. It's like big, round. Like, what is this?
I would like people, before we get to what it is, what are you... Text in to the Berg Simpson text line, 303-222-5423. Guess what's in Aaron's pocket?
Yeah.
What do you think it is? Is it a paperclip? No, it was big and round.
Big and round, yeah.
It was big and round.
Baseball, maybe?
An ice ball?
Baseball.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's time for an intervention.
What's an ice ball?
An ice ball? Like the big thing you would put in a bourbon?
Okay. No.
Like my first inclination is that Aaron's just walking around. I was like, she's like, slacker man in a bourbon. Show's almost over. Get him one. Get him an ice ball. Okay, baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
Was it a baseball?
It was not a baseball.
Was it a... See, I'm just giving people time to text in. Yeah. Was it a...
Not a golf ball.
Was it a volleyball?
Why? Why?
Big round. Was it a basketball?
No.
Soccer ball?
No.
Does
not bounce. Pretty hard.
All right. What was it?
It was a rock, but not just any rock. This is a special rock because the rock.
That is not what you said when you took it out of your pocket. I need to set the stage.
I know.
I need to set the stage. Erin does the, hey, there's something in my pocket. And then she puts her hand in and she's like,
oh, I'm like, oh, look.
Oh, look.
It's Kelly.
Kelly's her sister who passed away last year. Uh-huh. She's like, oh, look, it's Kelly. And I'm like, I'm not, what do I say to a girl holding up a rock going, it's my sister? Like, has she transferred her soul onto this rock? And is she going to have a little face painted on it and be like, hey, Kelly, want to go get Chipotle tonight?
I meant to leave her in my car.
Okay.
And I forgot. So she was just chilling in my pocket.
You made your sister into a rock.
A lot of rocks, like 50.
Your sister is a box of rocks.
She's in a beautiful bowl.
Okay. She's a bowl of rocks.
Yes, she is a bowl of rocks.
But then, I feel so insensitive.
No, it's okay. Like,
why did you have just one?
Because I wanted to keep that one in my car.
Oh, just I see.
You want her in your car for what?
To go on adventures.
Okay.
That makes sense.
But what if you lose her? Because you're
more.
Kind of irresponsible.
There's more.
All right, well, if you see a big rock laying around, just bring her back down to the station. Say, hey, Kelly.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of a guy who's got poor penmanship, and it cost him a lot of money and probably his freedom.
No.
Oh, no.
Yes! We don't have to be that indignant. It's just a tease.
Okay, okay.
Just relax.
I've got a story of how doing nice things can get you punished.
Mm-hmm. No!
No!
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in St. Louis.
Mm. Oh, take off. Eh? I don't. St. Louis? Don't. What do they sound like there?
It's just
us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like a Midwest. Just
is that in Kansas?
Kinda...
No, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
My Lord, it's misery. A man in St. Louis got stuck in the snow.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah,
he's
brutal.
Stuck. Yeah.
But luckily, there was a really nice guy who said, hey, I've got an SUV. Let me help you.
A Samaritan, as it were.
Okay. A good old Samaritan.
Oh, I love the good Samaritans.
Got him out of there. And then that guy said, wait a second, I'm going to steal your car.
Wait, the guy who helped him
stole the man's car.
Hold up.
Yes.
So he was just unsticking the car for himself.
Yes.
Now that we got it out, I really like this. This
it's already
year.
Tied up.
He stole his car.
He did. He robbed him, stole the car.
Okay.
And so the man was like, well, what the heck? Called the cops.
Mm.
Turns out the guy never actually took the car. He like left it in the garage.
Oh,
so
parked it for him.
Yeah. So
I didn't think you'd be able to.
I don't know
it.
If he was like trying to be like, now this is why you don't trust strangers, or like do a warning kind of. I don't.
What is the lesson of today's story?
I don't know.
Don't let anybody help you in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
My story is not from Florida. But it is. It's an accent I think we can all do.
Oh.
My story is from Colorado.
Oh. We have a Colorado song, don't we?
We do. Oh, we do.
Yeah. I don't remember what it is, but I know we have one.
You guys, we came up with something for Colorado.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Is it the air horn?
It is air, yeah.
Well, I don't know where I put it.
Slacker lost the air horn.
Where is it? You're right. We did add it. And dude, where did we put that?
SS3 AIRH. AIRH.
But why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be? Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those technical faux pas here. Why isn't it in the. Oh, God.
As a hotkey?
Yes.
I know.
I'm going to fix that today. What was I supposed to put it over the top of? It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. My story is from Colorado.
We'll cut all that other stuff out.
That's what live radio is for. My is a guy who decided to go into a bank and rob it. But unfortunately, he did not. The reason he needed money is because he wasn't real good in school. No. So when he wrote down the ransom note, it was illegible.
Oh, fun.
I guess it's not a ransom note. It's just a demand note. He's like, I need the sapling and the principal. And the teller was like, I
can't read this.
I don't know.
Are you a doctor, sir? I can't read this.
I can get you the penicillin. It's in the back. So instead of her handing over the cash, she stared at the note long enough that he got nervous and fled the scene.
Oh, my God.
But not before waiting long enough to be snapped on every single security camera. So if you are the man who...
I feel bad for him.
Robbed the bank here in Colorado. They have your picture.
No, he can't go to jail. They'll make fun of him.
No, but he'll learn how to write while he's in jail. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.